In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with volume 12, January 17th, 1921, and this is paragraph number 2. And Luisa says, I looked at the stars, and I could see the fiat in the stars. And in their sweet and mild flickering, this fiat brought me the sweet divine love, the sweet hidden divine love, the compassionate divine love, even in the night of sin. Okay, so here, this is where we are, with Luisa, looking at the stars at night. And what will happen is we will begin to see the fiat, this I love you, in the twinkling of the stars, in their sweet and mild flickering. This I love you is all around us. This fiat of God brings to us the divine love of God. It's the hidden love of God. The compassionate love of God. And again, it's gentle, it's mild, it's sweet. It shows us how powerful our God is. He who created the universe is in all the twinkling of the stars at night is saying to us with every flicker, I love you, I love you, I love you. And we are breathing in this I love you with our eyes. We're breathing in this, I love you, and in the darkness of the night, even in the night of sin, we have been redeemed by Jesus, but the Sacred Heart of Jesus is surrounded by thorns. The Immaculate Heart of Mary is surrounded by flowers with thorns underneath. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is split in two. Our Lady's heart is split in two. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is on fire with love for us. Our Lady's heart is on fire with love for us. What we see is this consuming fire that's going to come upon the earth. It's the true life of Jesus. It's the true life of Mary. That's what's going to come upon the earth. We are going to enter. See, this is what's coming. It's nothing to be afraid of. This consuming fire is the love of God coming upon the earth. What happens at that point? All those that don't want this consuming fire have to leave. They have to go. This is the wailing and grinding of teeth. They don't want the I love you from heaven. They don't want the I love you from Jesus and Mary. They don't want this. We are supposed to take their place, stand in the breach for them, and say to God, for all the souls that don't love you, we love you. Like for Mother Teresa, she went out and took one child off the street at a time. We are called to bring all of humanity back to the throne of God in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. The church already teaches that if you're the only one in front of the Blessed Sacrament, you represent all mankind. What is your prayer? Is your prayer about for yourself? Is your prayer about your family? Your prayer about your community? The prayer about your nation? Jesus at the foot of the cross, Jesus on the cross, prayed in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Our Lady the same. At the foot of the cross, she prayed in the name of everyone and everything. This life of Jesus, the new Adam, this life of Mary, the new Eve, was given to Luisa so that she could be like the new Adam and like the new Eve. So this I love you, sweet love, this hidden love, this compassionate love, even in the night of sin, when we continue to sin, is to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So that the night of sin is over. And if you haven't seen The Dawn of a Mystery, go to luisapicaretta.me and watch The Dawn of a Mystery. Listen to what Jesus tells Luisa. Listen to the Archbishop. Listen to the people who live in Corrado. Tell us this great I love you that's coming upon the earth that we're asked to participate in. So Jesus says, Louisa says, I, in the fiat of the stars, in the name of every human being, past, present, and future, I brought to the throne of the Eternal One the Pacific love in order to put peace between heaven and earth, the sweet love of the loving souls, the hidden love of many others. So the love of humanity, when they come back to God after sin, when we go to confession, when we receive absolution from the priest. So here she's saying what God is asking her to do is to give back to God this divine I love you. To give back to God this amazing, this powerful, this consuming love of God, giving back to God in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future. Bringing to the throne of God the Pacific love, this infinite love of God, to bring peace between heaven and earth. This is what Jesus did. This is what Mary did. And now Jesus is saying to us, and Mary is saying to us through Louisa, I want you to participate in returning back to God, a divine I love you, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. This is the thing that astonishes us. Who are we that God has chosen us to be alive at this time, to participate in the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary? This is not only a saint good and holy life, a saintly life, a good life, a holy life. But Jesus is asking us to participate in a divine life. This is what the divine will is. This is why Pope St. John Paul II said, we're going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. What is going to come to the earth is going to astonish the world. What's going to come to the earth, this is the great thing. Everyone will be shown this sharing in divinity. That's the great miracle that's coming. Everyone will be shown this sharing in divinity. And we're going to experience this divine I love you. And everyone is going to say, how do I possess this gift? Everyone's going to say that. What can I do to possess this gift? And the first thing that will be said is you must begin with baptism, holy baptism, so that we can be in God's image again. See, holy baptism is the beginning of sharing in divinity. Then God gives us all the sacraments and sacramentals of the church. Why? As medicine, to bring us closer to what? To living in the divine will, which we now find in the book of heaven. So as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, it's a new beginning for all of humanity. We're not doing this for ourselves. We're not doing this for our families. We're not doing this for our nation. We're doing it for all the world. We're doing it for the universe. We're doing it to bring about what God planned from the beginning. Humanity is the ultimate gift. And what God wants is humanity to participate in the image and likeness of God. So when humanity sees what God is going to do, and this is the great miracle that's coming, when humanity begins to see what God wants, humanity, those of good will, peace on earth to men of goodwill. It's not peace on earth, goodwill toward men. It's peace on earth to men of God's will. So those people who want what God wants, who desire to return to what God originally planned for humanity, which what God gave to Adam, to breathe in this ruah of God, Jesus says to start this, he says, is first of all to be baptized. Now, once that happens, and we have all that the church gives, the fullness of the church, then God gives us the book of heaven through Louisa. And what does that mean? We learn how to live this life, this baptism, image and likeness now. This is what's coming. So again, what are we called to do? In the name of everyone, with Louisa, we bring back to the throne of God this, we breathe in this, I love you, of so that there's the kiss of heaven and earth. And this is why Jesus calls heaven the wedding feast. It's a new beginning for humanity. It's the wedding feast. This is why we wear the ring. You wear the ring. God has proposed to us. We belong to him. We have accepted his proposal. And we want now this, this sweet love, this, of a hidden love, the love of creatures to come back to God now in this darkness that we're in. But who can say, she says, all that I understood about and then did in the many fiat, how she says this, who can say all that I understood and did in all of humanity, the fiat in which I saw all creation being absorbed? She says, it would be too long, so I stop here. What God is showing us is he's going to bring about a new and divine way of holiness in us, as Pope St. John Paul II prophesied. A new and divine way of holiness. And the church is being purified at this point. The world is being purified at this point. The garment of the Holy Church is being stain free. It's the stains are being removed. The wrinkles are being removed. The wedding feast is coming. And this oneness with God, this kiss between heaven and earth, where she says she sees all of creation being absorbed in humanity. Everything out there belongs to us. And so Jesus is asking us to embrace what he has breathed on all of us. Creation. Now redemption. Why? For sanctification. And this is what we're seeing is the three missions of Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. It's a new beginning that's really not new at all. It's what Adam had before the fall. And our God says, this is why I created you, so that you can participate one in God, with God, through God, for God, as he has done everything with, in, through, and for us. It's the sharing of this divine reality that he is breathing upon humanity. Think about what God has given us. This is essential that we embrace this I love you. It's essential that we begin to agree with our God. Yes, I want this. God, he says, I'm not going to force you. God doesn't force us, but he shows us the beauty of creation. Why? So that we can breathe in the I love you of God. Why? So that we can give back to God what is God's. It's the sharing. A husband and wife doesn't say, I love you on the wedding day, and that's it. It's throughout their whole life. It's a competition of I love yous. And this is what God is asking of us. God came to earth for a bride. And he's going to marry the church collectively, but he's going to marry, this is what he tells Louisa, each soul individually. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer become God's command, that all the little children in the holy divine will become divinely healed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.